What's up, everybody? My name is Ruth, and today I've decided to do my first podcast. I've actually been inspired by Richie Dean Ducker. If you look, if you search up her profile, you'll definitely find her. She's an amazing lady. She's an amazing woman. She has a beautiful mind, and she's just amazing, and she has inspired me to do this podcast. But mine is gonna be a bit different because I don't really have like a layout. I don't really have a structure or a certain way of how I'm gonna do this podcast. But I'm definitely gonna have various topics and so forth. Just basically things that I have experienced, things that other people have experienced. Maybe I can feature other people, but this one is solely just on me, how I feel, how I see the world, how I don't want to see the world, what's happening around me, what I don't like around me, what I like around me. Because, you know, a lot of things happen. I'm sorry, I'm having a flu, and that's why my voice kind of sounds off. But that's okay. So, I was saying, a lot of things happen in this world, and we are affected by it. Sometimes not directly, but individually. Sometimes not individually, but through people. And I want to share to you my life. I want to share to you what happens in my life, and what are my ups and what are my downs. Because maybe one day you might come across this podcast and you might hear a certain struggle that I'm struggling with, that you'll find also there's also somebody in this world that struggles with this kind of thing. So yeah. So this is basically just my first episode, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. I hope we can relate. I hope you can find my podcast entertaining, or however you, even if you don't like it or dislike it or you don't find it entertaining, it's okay, because I just want to put out my feelings out there. You know, I love podcasts because I'm generally a very shy person, and I don't really like, you know, taking pictures of myself, taking videos of myself. But I love to speak, I love to talk, and I love to set my mind to a lot of ideas and a lot of opinions. And podcasts help people like us. We are able to talk on topics, we're able to comment on certain things, we're able to share certain things, we're able to open up and talk a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot. And that's why it's one of the things that I believe that creating a podcast for someone like me. So on my next episode, I'm gonna go more in depth with different kinds of topics and different kinds of things that happen in our daily life. I mean, not ours, but my daily life. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a marvelous day. Once again, my name is Ruth, and I'm out.
What's up, everybody? It's me again, Ruth. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different because I'll be talking about shady family. All right, this is a very crazy topic because a lot of people are very sensitive to it, but at the same time, a lot of people actually suffer from shady family members. And I am also one of them, and I have so many shady family members. But at the end of the day, I try to ignore and block them out of my mind so that they don't consume my thoughts, so that they don't consume my life. You know, when you have shady family members, it's very, it's crazy, and it's very difficult to live in the same place as them. Why? Because they are very negative, number one. Number two, they will rub off their evil energies on you. And you end up picking up their evil energies, you end up picking up their evil trends, you end up picking up evil things that are not even necessary from them. And to say they are your own family members, to say they're your own blood, and you're supposed to pick up some great positive vibes from them, you're supposed to pick up love from them, you're supposed to pick up support from them, but they are the ones that end up turning against you. They are the ones that end up saying stuff against you. They are the ones that end up plotting your downfall, your failure, and everything. You know, I have a lot of sisters and I have a few brothers. Let's say together we are probably 13. I mean, there are other people with more numbers of siblings compared to mine, but this is my story, so you have to listen to my story. So I have a lot of sisters, like I said, and a few brothers. When it comes to sisters, is in our family, like, or in our household, it's not like my sisters, we're jealous of each other and whatnot. It's not that. In our household, in our family, it's more like a thing of favoritism. It's more of a thing of who is liked and who is not liked, who is favored and who is not favored. And that really sucks, because at the end of the day, if you bring division in amongst us, it's gonna bring in shady family members. So when the other one is favored more than the other one is going to be shady, because they are more favored and they're getting more attention, they're getting more stuff, and they're living the lavish life that we all deserve as siblings. And that's really crazy, because once something like that happens, it completely changes everything for everyone. And I have personally experience that, and it's very, very, very annoying, and it is very, very heartbreaking to see. And you know, especially when you are in a family of having a stepmom or a stepdad or whoever that is, but a step parent or somebody is just as your guardian, who is not really related to you, who actually really knows that you're not part of them. When you're young, it's okay, because you're a child. Nobody cares about your thoughts. Nobody cares about all those, as long as you're a kid and they can take care of you. But the moment you grow up, you start to realize things. You start to observe things. You start to see, okay, this is this. Your mentality, comes back to you, and you start to see what this is. You start to understand how things are, you know. So it's really, really crazy. It's really, really, really crazy to have shady family members in your family. But my advice for you would be, block them out. Block your surroundings, because if you let them get to you, you're gonna lose your identity. And I recommend you to listen to one of my really, really close friends and loved one, Richardine Daka. She is doing an amazing job on her podcast. Listen to her third episode of Identity. She speaks about your identity and how you can find your identity and what can shake your identity. And she's having her host with Zebra. So just if you have some time, pop by to her and just go through her things, and I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. But all I'm just trying to say is, if you have shady family members in your family, block them out. Block them out of your mind. Block them out. Because if you let them go into your mind, if you let them rule you, they will know. And they will abuse you emotionally. They will abuse you and suck out the life of you. to the point you feel like you need to commit suicide because nobody loves you, they would definitely implant in you the spirit of depression. They would implant in you the spirit of anxiety. I'm telling you, if you have such family members, I pray for you, my friend, because it's really crazy. And I don't want anyone else that is suffering from that. Do not run away from it. Never. Don't run away from it. There are people out there that care for you. There are people out there that love you. So block them out. Yes, they're your family, but just block them out. Make sure that you are happy. Do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever makes you smile. Do whatever. Just focus on yourself. Focus on your future. Focus on your destiny. Focus on what you want to be happy, because these are just small distractions, just small distractions that the devil is throwing into your life so that you can be distracted, so that you cannot become the person that you're supposed to become by working. Because when such family intervene in your life, you don't want to move forward, you don't want to do anything, you're just angry in your zone, you're just an angry person, your heart become bitter, you become a horrible and terrible person. And I tell you, you can never want to be such a person. Do not allow your shady family members to consume you. And I just wanted to encourage you guys on something like this, shady family members, because I've experienced, and I believe there are so many people out there that are also experiencing the same issue, that are experiencing the same problem. So I hope my podcast was able to help you on how to deal with shady family members and how to overcome it and how to conquer it. Once again, thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you have an awesome day, and you know, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you block out those shady family members. Peace. What's up, everybody? It's your girl Ruth, and I'm back once again with another episode. This is episode number 3 of The Other Side of Me. All right, so in today's topic, I'll be talking about desperation. Is it desperation? Yeah, desperation. I'll be talking about desperation. I'm sorry for repeating so many times, but yeah. It has come to my attention that this topic is a very, very, very big topic, because a lot of people want to rush into things. A lot of people want things to happen in a split second, want things to happen overnight, want things to happen as quick as it can be. And I know, like, in life, we all want to achieve something. We all want to reach somewhere. We all want to be on the top, but for you to be in the top, you need to wait for your turn. It's your time, but it's not your turn, because when you are desperate for something, you can end up doing stuff that you're not supposed to do, and then instead of you getting what you wanted to get, you end up starting from zero while you're at point one. At least you were one step ahead. But the moment you are desperate and you start rushing into things, you start rushing into a relationship, that relationship is not going to last, because you were just desperate. That you just wanted to rush into a relationship because your peers were in relationships, because your friends are in relationships, your colleagues are in relationships, and you thought, you know what? How I'm being left out. Why don't I also just get a relationship? And then now, everyone that hits you up, every guy or every girl that hits you up, all you do is like, you don't even decline, you don't even see what's the person's background, what type of person it is that you're about to deal with, and you just jump into relationships and you just do whatever you wish to do. And this is not as a result of something else, but I believe it is a result of being desperate. The same thing when you're looking for a job. You are so desperate that you end up doing the wrong things to get the job. You end up insulting your family members to get the job. You end up being disrespectful towards your close ones, your friends, just to get the job. Why? Because you're desperate. Being desperate is a disease. Because once it starts, it's difficult to stop. And it keeps on growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. That's why when it starts, when you see you're feeling desperate to reach somewhere, sit down and just relax and think about what you're about to do. It doesn't harm anyone to be patient. It will never harm you to be patient and to do things the way they're supposed to be done. I know some people are cocky, some people are tricky, some people are crazy, some people, they're able to be desperate and at the end of the day get what they want, and that thing actually works out for them. But you know, it's not all the time that is a guarantee. It's not all the time. And I believe that you need to wait. And from a spiritual perspective, the Bible says you need to wait in Jerusalem until something comes to you. So a lot of Christians, they believe, including me, they believe that, actually we believe that we need to wait upon the Lord. Because we believe that God's plans to prosper us, God's plans are greater than our plans. And we know that He doesn't have plans to harm us. He doesn't have plans to destroy us. Therefore, we wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord because the Lord can strengthen us. The Lord can bring plans into our lives that are not temporary but are permanent. He'll bring plans into our lives and make them prosperous because it's our need, not our want. Sometimes you are so consumed by your wants that you forget that your needs need to come first rather than your wants. And because of your wants, you are desperate. Like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I also want to look like this. I also want to be like that person. No, I also want to speak like that person. I want to drink like that person. I want to smoke like that person. You want to be something. And the moment you want, you become desperate, and then you begin to do bad. You can't do a bad thing to justify a good thing. No, it's still a bad thing. It's still counted as a bad thing. So that's basically all I wanted to share with you guys. Then do not be desperate. Wait and wait and wait and wait. Because if you don't wait, you're gonna crush, sis. You know, you're gonna crush. And if you take shortcuts are gonna cut you short. And I believe if you wait, things, greater things will come to you. And that doesn't mean that you just have to sit in one place. It means do the things the way it is supposed to be done. If you're looking for a job, make your CV, go out there, give in your CV, and pray. And be positive. Believe that as I give my CVs out, something is going to happen. I'm going to be selected for this job. I'm coming back for an interview. I'm not just giving in my CV. If you're not a spiritual person, all you have to believe. All you have to do is believe. Sorry. Because even if you're not a believer, or you're not a Christian, or you're not religious, I know that when you want to do something, I'm telling you, you believe. You know this is going to happen. You have that confidence. And that's all you need to do when you're doing something, that you want to do. You don't have to be desperate. When you want to go into a relationship, look at the cons and the pros. Look at the bad side of this person. Look at the good side of this person. Look at what type of person this person is, their background, where they come from, what they eat, what they like. Get to know the person. Don't just jump into a relationship with a rapist. Don't just jump into a relationship with a thief. No. No, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. And that's all you need to be. Because if you don't allow yourself to be patient, at the end of the day, you are the one that's going to be disappointed all over again. And now you have to start up all over again. Imagine you're in level 5. Now, because you were desperate and you jumped to level 25, and after you've been disappointed, you come back to 0. And look at all that time that you spent to reach the level 5. At the end of the day, you are at level 0 and you have to start all over again. Do you want to go through that? I don't think so. But it's all up to you. At the end of the day, it's all up to you. You got to decide if you're going to be desperate or you're not going to be desperate. You're going to decide if you want to do things the right way or if you want to do things the wrong way. It's all up to you. But thank you once again for joining in and listening to my podcast. Thank you for taking your 9 minutes and plus, I think. Yeah. To listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Once again, shout out to Richardine Daka. She's an amazing person and she has an amazing podcast. The Untouched. Lovely podcast. Just search for her as a user and then you'll find her podcast in that category once you click on her profile. I hope you guys loved my podcast. I hope it changed someone's view on certain things. I hope somebody was encouraged. I hope somebody gained something from this. Once again, this is Ruth, and this is the third podcast of The Other Side of Me. I'm out. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Ruth, and I'm back once again with another episode. This is episode number 3 of The Other Side of Me. All right, so in today's topic, I'll be talking about desperation. Is it desperation? Yeah, desperation. I'll be talking about desperation. I'm sorry for repeating so many times. But yeah, it has come to my attention that this topic is a very, very, very big topic. Because a lot of people want to rush into things. A lot of people want things to happen in a split second. Want things to happen overnight. Want things to happen as quick as it can be. And I know, like, in life, we all want to achieve something. We all want to reach somewhere. We all want to be on the top. But for you to be in the top, you need to wait for your turn. It's your time, but it's not your turn. Because when you are desperate for something, you can end up doing stuff that you're not supposed to do. And then instead of you getting what you wanted to get, you end up starting from 0 while you're at point 1. At least you were one step ahead. But the moment you are desperate and you start rushing into things, for instance, you start rushing into a relationship. That relationship is not going to last because you just wanted to rush into a relationship because your peers were in relationships, because your friends are in relationships, your colleagues are in relationships, and you thought, you know what, how I'm being left out. Why don't I also just get a relationship? And then now you, everyone that hits you up, every guy or every girl that hits you up, all you do is like, you don't even decline, you don't even see what's the person's background, what type of person it is that you're about to deal with, and you just jump into relationships and you just do whatever you wish to do. And this is not as a result of something else, but I believe it is a result of being desperate. The same thing when you're looking for a job. You are so desperate that you end up doing the wrong things to get the job. You end up insulting your family members to get the job. You end up being disrespectful towards your close ones, your friends, just to get the job. Why? Because you're desperate. Being desperate is a disease. Because once it starts, it's difficult to stop. And it keeps on growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. That's why when it starts, when you see you're feeling desperate to reach somewhere, sit down and just relax and think about what you're about to do. It doesn't harm anyone to be patient. It will never harm you to be patient and to do things the way they're supposed to be done. I know some people are cocky, some people are tricky, some people are crazy. Some people, they're able to be desperate and at the end of the day get what they want. And that thing actually works out for them. But, you know, it's not all the time that is a guarantee. It's not all the time. And I believe that you need to wait. And from a spiritual perspective, the Bible says you need to wait in Jerusalem until something comes to you. So a lot of Christians, they believe, including me, they believe that, actually we believe that we need to wait upon the Lord. Because we believe that God's plans to prosper us, God's plans are greater than our plans. And we know that He doesn't have plans to harm us. He doesn't have plans to destroy us. Therefore, we wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord because the Lord can strengthen us. The Lord can bring plans into our lives that are not temporary but are permanent. He'll bring plans into our lives and make them prosperous because it's our need, not our want. Sometimes you are so consumed by your wants that you forget that your needs need to come first rather than your wants. And because of your wants, you are desperate. Like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I also want to look like this. I also want to be like that person. No, I also want to speak like that person. I want to drink like that person. I want to smoke like that person. You want to be something. And the moment you want, you become desperate, 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 and then you begin to do bad, 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 bad. You can't do a bad thing to justify a good thing. No, it's still a bad thing. It's still counted as a bad thing. So that's basically all I wanted to share with you guys. Then do not be desperate. Wait and wait and wait and wait. Because if you don't wait, you're gonna crush, sis. You know, you're gonna crush. And if you take shortcuts, shortcuts are gonna cut you short. And I believe if you wait, things, greater things will come to you. And that doesn't mean that you just have to sit in one place. It means do the things the way it is supposed to be done. If you're looking for a job, make your CV, go out there, give in your CV, and pray. And be positive. Believe that as I give my CVs out, something is going to happen. I'm going to be selected for this job. I'm coming back for an interview. I'm not just giving in my CV. If you're not a spiritual person, all you have to believe. All you have to do is believe. Sorry. Because even if you're not a believer, or you're not a Christian, or you're not religious, I know that when you want to do something, I'm telling you, you believe. You know this is going to happen. You have that confidence. And that's all you need to do when you're doing something that you want to do. You don't have to be desperate. When you want to go into a relationship, look at the cons and the pros. Look at the bad side of this person. Look at the good side of this person. Look at what type of person this person is, their background, where they come from, what they eat, what they like. Get to know the person. Don't just jump into a relationship with a rapist. Don't just jump into a relationship with a thief. No. No, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. And that's all you need to be. Because if you don't allow yourself to be patient, at the end of the day, you are the one that's going to be disappointed all over again. And now you have to start up all over again. Imagine you're in level 5. Now, because you were desperate and you jumped to level 25, and after you've been disappointed, you come back to 0. And look at all that time that you spent to reach the level 5. At the end of the day, you are at level 0 and you have to start all over again. Do you want to go through that? I don't think so. But it's all up to you. At the end of the day, it's all up to you. You got to decide if you're going to be desperate or you're not going to be desperate. You're going to decide if you want to do things the right way or if you want to do things the wrong way. It's all up to you. But thank you once again for joining in and listening to my podcast. Thank you for taking your 9 minutes and plus, I think. Yeah. To listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Once again, shout out to Richardine Daka. She's an amazing person and she has an amazing podcast. The Untouched. Lovely, lovely podcast. Just search for her as a user and then you'll find her podcast in that category once you click on her profile. I hope you guys love my podcast. I hope it changed someone's view on certain things. I hope somebody was encouraged. I hope somebody gained something from this. Once again, this is Ruth, and this is the third podcast of The Other Side of Me. I'm out.